deaths from mouth cancer linked to lack of NHS dentists. Not being able to get an appointment with an NHS dentist might be contributing to a rise in mouth cancer fatalities, a health charity has warned. The Oral Health Foundation has raised concerns about the state of dental access, stressing that many individuals with this condition might face delays in diagnosis. In 2021, mouth cancer claimed the lives of over 3,000 UK residents, marking a 46% increase from a decade ago, based on data provided by the charity to BBC News. The British Dental Association shared that 9 out of 10 individuals survive oral cancer when it's detected early. However, this survival rate plunges to 50% when diagnoses occur late. Stressing the critical nature of access to care, Nigel Carter, Chief Executive of the Oral Health Foundation, said, "Dental checkups are a key place for identifying the early stages of mouth cancer. With access to NHS dentistry in tatters, we fear that many people with mouth cancer will not receive a timely diagnosis." Healthwatch England identified dentistry as the second most frequently reported issue among patients, with access to dental care standing out as the primary concern. Patients often face obstacles in getting support, leading many to endure pain and, in severe instances, even resort to DIY dental procedures. Reacting to these concerns, Eddie Crouch, Chairman of the British Dental Association, has urged the government to take substantial action in restoring NHS dentistry. Stressing the significance of routine dental checkups for oral cancer screening, Crouch said that delays in diagnosis considerably diminish survival chances. He said, "Every dental checkup doubles as an oral cancer screening. When late detection can radically reduce your chances of survival, the access crisis millions face will inevitably cost lives. This condition causes more deaths than car accidents. With rates surging, we need more than radio silence from Westminster." During an appearance on BBC Breakfast, Health and Social Care Secretary Steve Barclay referenced the smoke-free legislation outlined in the King's Speech, highlighting the intention to prohibit the legal sale of cigarettes to children aged 14 or younger in England. He said, "The answer is to stop people smoking rather than try and treat the consequence of cancers as a result of people smoking. It's far better to prevent the cancer than focusing on how we better treat it. So we're boosting the number of dentists and we're looking at how we improve the contract. We have already made a number of changes. But the single biggest cause of preventable illness and death is smoking, not just in cancers, but also in other health conditions like strokes as well. So that's why we're focused through the King's Speech in taking the long-term decisions to have a healthier future, to have a brighter future. The key to that is stopping the biggest single cause of preventable illness and death, and that is smoking. In England, more than 2/3 of mouth cancers are in men. Most cases are linked to smoking, but alcohol misuse has also been linked to the rise. According to the NHS, symptoms of mouth cancer can affect any part of your mouth, including the gums, tongue, inside the cheeks, or your lips.